January 5, the Holiness of the Holy Spirit. In the book of Acts, there are four different ways Luke refers to the Holy Spirit, depending on which aspect of his ministry Luke wanted to emphasize. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit, the Holy. When using the term, the Spirit, the Holy, the emphasis is on the Holy Spirit's personality and holiness. Here are some examples. Acts chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through the mouth of David concerning Judas." The Holy Spirit spoke through the scripture of the judgment upon the person who would betray Jesus, highlighting his personality, he spoke, and his holiness, the judgment upon the betrayer. Acts chapter 5, verse 16. Then Peter said, "Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land?" Peter's confrontation with Ananias is direct. "You have lied to the Holy Spirit." Ananias' sin was against a person, the Holy Spirit, whose holy standard he had intentionally violated. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. "You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit." Stephen chided the Sanhedrin, "You are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit." The early church had come to understand that God gave his Holy Spirit to those who obey him. By contrast, the Jewish leaders were hard-hearted and disobedient. Stephen recognized the antagonism of the Jewish council was against the person of God's Spirit, who was perfectly holy. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all those who heard the message. The Holy Spirit was putting his seal of authenticity on the inclusion of the Gentiles into God's holy church. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." The Holy Spirit's personality is clearly seen in that he spoke, and the emphasis on his holiness is in his message for Paul and Barnabas to separate themselves for the specific ministry they were now being called to. Do you honour the Holy Spirit as a person, or do you still think of him as an it? If you know the Holy Spirit as a person, are you obedient to him?